On a normal world, the biologic fitness of the mortal race was long since brought up to a high level during the post-Adamic epochs. And now, from age to age throughout the settled eras, the physical evolution of man continues. Both vision and hearing are extended. By now the population has become stationary in numbers. Reproduction is regulated in accordance with planetary requirements and innate hereditary endowments. The mortals on a planet during this age are divided into from 5 to 10 groups. And the lower groups are permitted to produce only one half as many children as the higher. The continued improvement of such a magnificent race throughout the era of light and life is largely a matter of the selective reproduction of those racial strains which exhibit superior qualities of a social, philosophic, cosmic, and spiritual nature.